A lone candle, wrapped in purple ribbon, burned in the center of the African Union Plenary Hall as diplomats and dignitaries stood in silence to honor the nearly 1 million mostly ethnic Tutsis who died in 100 days of carnage in Rwanda in 1994. Rwanda's AU ambassador, Joseph Sengimana, said the ceremony has become an annual tradition in this diplomatic capital to signify that the slaughter was an offense against all Africans.
AU is the African organization, and the genocide in Rwanda is not only a crime against Rwanda, it is a crime against humanity, Africa comprised. So after the genocide, AU, like UN, decided to organize every year a ceremony to remember what happened in Rwanda in a way to take lesson and to learn from the experience of Rwanda to realize never again.
The killing began April 7th, 1994, when ethnic Hutus went on a rampage. Outraged by the death of Rwanda's president, Juvenal Habyarimana, when his plane was shot down over Kigali Airport the previous day. During the next 3 months, an average of 10,000 ethnic Tutsis and moderate Hutus a day were brutally killed, many hacked to death with machetes. A French judge blamed the current Rwandan president, Paul Kagame, and some of his associates for carrying out the attack on President Habyarimana's plane. At the time, Mr. Kagame was leader of a Tutsi rebel group. Mr. Kagame strongly denies the charge and blames Hutu extremists for the attack. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, Addis Ababa.